61. Indo-Pak relations. Very, very important. Relations between India and Pakistan are far from cordial ever since the partition of the country in 1947. The bone of contention is the state of Jammu and Kashmir. Pakistan is a part of Jammu and Kashmir in its occupation. Since the majority of Muslims live in Kashmir Valley, Pakistan lays claims to the valley. So India thinks that Kashmir is an integral part of India, as the holding of general elections in India, part of Kashmir, have clearly proved that people in Jammu and Kashmir don't want either an independent state nor they want to join Pakistan. But Pakistan is hell-bent on annexing the Kashmir Valley by hook or crook. It's fought three wars with India. Kargil conflict was also a war on the same pattern and for achieving the same purpose. Pakistan has also so far failed to annex Kashmir Valley by force, so it has started a proxy war against India. The Pakistan-based terrorist annexed Kashmir Valley by force. So it started a proxy war. The Pakistan-based terrorist organizations are still sending terrorists to kill Hindus in Jammu and Kashmir and to damage army installations. It has taken a heavy toll of human lives. On 8th October 2008, large parts of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir was devastated by earthquake. There were reports of large-scale death at facility run by an organization affiliated to the Lashkar-e-Taiba. According to the security agency, terror training camps of LET, Jaish-e-Mohammed, Tehrak-ul-Mujahideen are located in Mansehra, Hazara, Rawalkot, and these are the worst affected in earthquake. Militants from across the border killed 9 members of 2 Hindu families in Rajouri a day after the earthquake. Pakistan's military rulers do not want to have a democratic form of government in Pakistan. The Pakistani army would like to enjoy a dominant position in Pakistani society. So it wants tension between India and Pakistan to continue. Military rulers of Pakistan have so far managed to fool their countrymen as well as the Western powers, including USA. The Bush administration seemed to be prejudiced against India in favor of Pakistan. Some people rightly believe even if India were to agree to part with Kashmir, Pakistani rulers will create some other problem to remain hostile to India. So military rulers have to learn to live in peace with India. This can be possible only if a civilian government comes into power in Pakistan. With the possession of atomic bomb, Pakistani rulers have become all the more irresponsible and irrational. They threaten India from time to use the atomic bomb on Indian cities and government installations. So the intentions of Pakistani military rulers are never clean. When Vajpayee went to Lahore talking of peace, Pakistani military generals were preparing for the Kargil conflict. Former military ruler of Pakistan, General Musharraf, is obsessed with Kashmir. He never stops talking of Kashmir and his moral support to Muslims of Kashmir. He calls Pakistani military freedom fighters. He accuses Indian security for violating the human rights and killing the common people in Kashmir. So the latest confidence-building measures between the two countries are welcome, but no sensible Indian attaches importance to them. Some bold steps are being taken by the two countries to ease the tension between the both countries. Page number 292. The overfights between the India and Pakistan have been resumed. The New Delhi-Lahore bus service has been restarted. The Srinagar-Muzaffarabad service has been started. The opening of borders to common citizens of both the countries is a good sign. But can we trust Pakistan? 9 Hindus were killed by ISI-trained militants a day after the March 8 earthquake in Rajouri. India offered help to relieve earthquake-hit people. Pakistan is trying to lull our leadership into complacency. Can a leopard change its spot? Can an Ethiopian change its color? We should not believe the words of Pakistani military bosses. The bomb blast in Mumbai trains was the handiwork of ISI of Pakistan. 2 ISI agents wanted to blow away some targets in Bangalore. Only time will tell the direction Indo-Pak relations will take. Improvements in Indo-Pak relationship is more of mirage or wishful thinking.